You're listening to the Live Free Now podcast, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. Find us online at livefreenow.show. And now your host, John Bush. Hey, it's John Bush with the Live Free Now show. Thanks for tuning in, where I bring you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. As you know, we're doing a series of episodes where I was down at Confluence in Bandera, Texas, had the opportunity to interview some cool cats. Really excited about this one with Mike Winner. Now, Mike Winner does the Alpha Vedic podcast. He's also deep in the whole Cordal thing, which is a great cryptocurrency project. So we mostly talk about that cryptocurrency project. I'll go ahead and let you give it a listen. Hope you will continue on with the podcast, listening to this little mini series of short 10-minute interviews I did while at Confluence. Without further ado, folks, here's Mike Winner of Cordal and Alpha Vedic. What's up, friends? John Bush here with the one, the only Mike Winner at Confluence. How are you, Mike?
I am beautiful, man. Having a great time here today.
Yeah. So I wanted to catch up with you, just chat about a couple things, what you got going on up in your neck of the woods, but also touch base on Cordal. So yeah, I've been keeping up, but just kind of in the peripheral, not in depth. And the other day you were sharing what you guys got going on. It's actually pretty impressive. So maybe you could catch us up, get us up to speed on what's going on with the Cordal crypto project.
Well, you know, we're about 10 years in development now, and we're finally starting. It's a true testament to how decentralization works and how much time it takes, because we don't have any VC behind it. We don't have any, you know, power playing of you know, money capitalization or anything from big forces. It's all been done from the ground up, community focus and all that. So that being said, we're there now. Like, we've got the QApps launched, which just means essentially the vision of having a completely parallel system that has the ability to do anything the internet can. It's here. So we now have the ability for developers to come in that know JavaScript to come in and make anything on it. So we've got QTube on there as an alternative to YouTube. We've got in the QApps, we've got like the QMail functionality is phenomenal. For me, it's I will say this, it's the most secure form of email in the world. It is true P2P email with no middleman, with encryption, but done in a way where you have no servers involved. We just basically, not to get too nerdy on you guys, but I know your crowd kind of gets it. So the email is hashed and broken to pieces and then sent directly to the other person, and they have to be online to receive it. So both parties have to be online or we'll wait in queue. And then it's basically because the other person has sent the key, they know how to put it back together. And in doing that, we have no servers or any intermediary that can ever get access to it. The NSA can't see your emails. It's really fantastic. So that's, for me, that alone is really exciting. But beyond that, we just have a wonderful community that's really embraced it. And yeah, man, it's just really been awesome to see people starting in this scene, starting to understand and start using it. Like James Corbett Report's on there now, and his videos are all getting posted to Cordal. And it's really a phenomenal way for people to be censorship proof and own all their data. And also to do commerce on there now is really fun and exciting for me, because I feel like that's where the true economic value of the Cordal coin is gonna finally prove itself, through P2P commerce that is fully sound and sovereign and agorist and mindset and all that.
So it's more than just a cryptocurrency and a blockchain, you know, like a unit to exchange. It's a platform. Decentralized application platform, and it's not built on Ethereum or anything. It's its own sovereign platform that really loops in some solid values. What about this Cordal, where, you know, there's a lot of talk of decentralized internet? What's going on there? Where are y'all at with that?
Well, I mean, Cordal inherently is that, except the only thing that currently Cordal requires from the sort of centralized mainstream internet is the internet service providers.
Okay.
And we are now integrating with Reticulum in a really powerful way, which just is a mesh networking protocol, open source mesh networking protocol, that will allow us to, you know, first and foremost, like in cities and stuff, connect via point-to-point mesh networking, so people won't have to use internet service providers.
Well, does there need to be a core internet service provider, and then it goes from there, or it's like our own internet by just connecting, the signal goes from the Wi-Fi routers to the Wi-Fi routers?
So the way Cordal works is, in order to use Cordal, you have to be a full node. And all that means is you are hosting the entire blockchain and the essentially what we call Cordal Core on your machine, whether that be a PC or a Mac or a Linux box or whatever.
So you have a file on your computer, and then you have a core wallet software.
Correct. And so in that software, you have a wallet, you have essentially your key that allows you access to it, and it's running just on your machine. It's not, so essentially what you're doing is you're acting as a node for the network. And then with the mesh networking, you're connecting directly to other peers on the network, point to point via close location, right?
And how close does it have to be?
Reticulum, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. However,
you think it's like, we got to be neighbors, or can it be, you know, a mile down the road? Right, not a mile.
I think it has to rely upon how far the bandwidth can go for a general signal coming from the node. So okay. I would say, I'd have to look into that.
Okay.
You guys can go look into Reticulum and how it works.
Sure.
But the other thing for, because we have a lot of rural folk that are like currently running Cordal like on a Raspberry Pi on a solar panel kind of thing. So the idea is having some pirate satellites that we'd be using. And I see that happening in the future, where literally we have our own satellites up there that
come on.
Yeah. And so that's like the last point of contention that people have with like pure, totally decentralized parallel system. But yeah, Cordal in and of itself doesn't use the World Wide Web at all. So it's completely separate and parallel in terms of how the actual software and the connectivity works.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and that's something that always comes up because, you know, I'm trying to onboard people into crypto, Bitcoin, Monero, and one of the objections people has is, well, they're going to shut the internet down, blah, 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 blah. And I don't think that's some easy thing for them to do, like a switch you just turn on and off, and there's all these other interests at stake that need the internet. Maybe it's digital.
The internet's ubiquitous in life now. Like the networks are running through so many different pathways. You have like the telecom and now big tech is running a lot of the lines under the sea, you know, connecting and everything. And that's always been a concern of mine, how fragile that ecosystem is actually.
Sure.
But that being said, they need it too much. It's part of the whole Great Reset.
Yeah,
it's the internet.
Big part of it.
So why would they, like, I feel like that would propel rebellion if they were able to cut people off from their slavery to their devices, right?
Sure.
Like, so for me, I'm not so concerned with that.
Yep.
But however, that doesn't mean we're not tackling the being completely off the systems, of course. Like, that's the focus. And it's all about decentralization down to the individual user.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are into Bitcoin, awesome. If you like R, which is, we're big fans of Pirate, we're basically partnered with Pirate. We have the wallets that are supported on the Cordal platform. So you can bring R in, you can bring Bitcoin, Litecoin, a lot of fairly, what we say are fairly started coins, right? And then you can cross-chain basically through the DEX to Cord or to these other currencies.
With Bitcoin too.
With Bitcoin.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's great. And I just think it's indicative of like, this is an empowered person. So a lot of people are like, well, they're going to shut the internet down, then just whine about it and don't get involved in crypto because of that fear. But here you have somebody that's like, well, we're going to do something about it. And there's other people and other projects that are doing things too. So let's try to have hope and confidence, and let's also support people doing cool things. So how's the homestead going? How's the family?
Oh man, we're doing so good. It's all because that's the perspective we always come from. It's like, we're doing the work. We're just out there doing it, you know?
Figuring it out as we go.
Yeah, man. Like Molly said today, she did a great talk, Molly Reinhardt here, and she was just talking about how you just got to go out and do it, right? And have faith in yourself and your ability. And if you mess up, you just keep going. And I'm really, really excited about Music in Sky. We're on our 6-1 coming in June. And that's just a great example of the power of community and the power of believing in ourselves. And it's just a very, very awesome community that's out there doing the work and coming together and celebrating life together. So Music in Sky, check that out. And then everything's great up where we are, man. We live in paradise, so I have no complaints. I love coming to these things, though. I've been doing a lot of events this year just to spread the word of you know, the empowerment of believing in yourself and community and going out and doing it and not buying into the fear, because the fear is what they prey upon. Fear that the internet's going to come down, the fear that the power is going to be shut off, fear that you know, war is going to, you know, happen any minute. Fear that the dollar is going to collapse, all that stuff.
Fear. Yeah. And then that's bad for your immune system because this community is all about health too.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the best way someone can get started with Qortal in the most simple way? Are there some solid guides on the website, or where can people go to get onboarded to Qortal?
We've done everything in our power in the last year and a half to make Qortal as grandma-proof as possible.
I like that term.
You just go to Qortal.org. That's Qortal. Go to the downloads or the join button, and then find your operating system that you prefer, whether that be Windows, Linux, or a Mac, and then just download with one click. You double click that, it'll then install the Qortal core, it'll install the UI. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes to sync, and then you're up running. And then you can get on QChat on the platform and say, hey, I'm new, I know John Bush, I'm new to the community, can somebody send me some Qort so I can register my name? People will do it really quickly. You'll get a couple Qort sent to you.
Well, and I need to do that.
Your name. And then once you have your name, you really can start doing awesome things in Qortal, like launch a website for free, create a blog on Qblog, go in and start your Qtube channel and start uploading your videos. It's all for free.
Cool. Okay, and then Music and Sky, when is it again, and where can people learn more and get tickets?
Music and Sky is June 20th through the 24th, summer solstice in NorCal at a very, very famous spot, Black Oak Ranch. It's where the Grateful Dead used to play for days. And it's a beautiful location. Go to musicandsky.com to get all the info there. A lot of people that are presenting, speaking, performing here, like Brad just performed Five Times August, he'll be there. A lot of amazing music this year and just breathtaking community there. A lot of attention on health and wellness there too. Yeah.
Cool. And this one's the family-friendly one.
This is the family-friendly one. So it's a big old, we're calling it the Great Outdoors, a family campout extravaganza.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for everything, Mike.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Love you, man.
Later.